Do you know that story? You know it. Do you guys know it? Some of you. Okay. Those that are awake still. So glad to see that it's not just my preaching that sort of lulls people into a place, but that other people, even from America, can have that. Okay, so I've got a question for you guys. What's the longest you've ever had to wait for anything? Does it ever happen that you know you're going to get something for your birthday, and then it feels like your birthday is going to be like forever? That day just doesn't come. That you wait and 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 you wait, and it just never happens. I don't know, not sure whether you guys have had that. Years ago they sold those diet pills. Do you remember those? You would buy them with an eating plan, and the eating plan was printed this small next to the diet pills. And then they would say, just swallow these things and you're going to lose weight. And I waited and waited and waited, and none of the weight lost. It stayed there. Now, this is what happened with Abram. This is seriously what happened. See, Abram had to wait 25 years for a child. Now, if you don't know how long 25 years is, think about your mom and your grandma's age and just add 4 years. Then you will know. It's a very long time. You know, that's how long they had to wait for the son. And so he gets the son, and there's this amazing, everybody's happy. The day you guys were born, we were all glad. Your parents were glad. Everybody was glad. Everybody was happy that you were born. So in Abram's case, even more so, because they waited so long. And then one day, God said to him, I need you to do something for me, Abram. I need you to sacrifice your son. Now, it sounds weird to us, but in Abram's time, that was something that was done. So I need one volunteer. I'm going to use him because he's the smallest. Is that all right? Okay, I'll explain to you. And for those of you concerned about the communion table, just Liam, so come and stand here by me. Okay. Okay, so here's what happens. God says to Abraham, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the son that you love, and go and sacrifice him for me on Mount Moriah. And Abram takes his son the next morning with two servants, and for 3 days they walk. Now, you and I are not going to walk. We're just going to stand here. And then I'm going to pick you up just now, and I'm going to put you on here. Okay. So they were walking. Can you imagine that 3-day journey? You're walking with your son, knowing you're going to kill him. Imagine how the conversation must have been. And at night, like you saw there, you're lying there, looking at the stars, thinking to yourself, I wonder how I'm going to make sense of this. Because you see the stars, and God promised him through Isaac that he's going to have as many descendants as the stars in the sky. So how do you make sense of that? So they come to Mount Moriah. They get there. And he tells the servants, okay, here's what I need you to do. You need to wait for me. Because Isaac and I will come back. So it shows us he expected God to do something. Now Paul, not that Paul and not that Paul, the Apostle Paul, said, he wrote about it. He said he thought that Abram expected that God would be able to take Isaac and raise him back to life again if he killed him. Okay? So don't worry. Here comes the nasty part. Okay? So imagine you're going to be tied up with a rope. Okay? So I'm going to turn. So he takes his son. He ties him up. You need to help me because I'm not really going to tie. So I hold these two points, these two parts of the rope like this. There we go. You hold those two points. Okay?
I'm so nervous.
Are you nervous? He's very, very nervous. Just now think about this. Imagine Isaac. Okay, now here comes the weird part. Okay? So I'm going to pick you up. But you're heavy, eh? Okay? And I'm going to just now lie like this. Okay? Relax. I'm just going to sacrifice you. That's all. Okay? So here's what happens, eh? Imagine now, Isaac lies there. Imagine this is a knife, but it's not real. It's fake. Okay. So he comes and he's about to kill his son when the angel screams and he says, stop, 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 stop. Don't do that. Just tickle him or do something different with him. He said, because, and then God says, now I know that you trust me. Now I know. Are you nervous? He's breathing. I can imagine. He's actually, can I just say to you, he's the second person that I know of that was on the communion table of St. John's. The first one was Paul this morning. So what Abram does is he takes his boy off the altar. He puts him down with much more rejoicing and less screaming. And they see a little ram stuck in the bushes. Okay, it's the closest to a ram that I got. So they take, are you going to help me sacrifice this one? Okay, so they put him on the altar and they sacrifice that one. Thanks, Liam, you can go and sit. He was the sacrificial lamb. Was that scary? You thought I'm going to poke you with this. It's actually a pickaxe head thingy, didn't you? But anyway, so you can have it because it's anyway broken if you want it. No, don't worry. But here's the thing. Do you want it? Okay, there you go. But here's the thing. What is weird about this story is that God said to Abram through the angel, now I know that you trust me. Now I know that you trust me. Because up until that point, Abram could have said, hey, I trust God. Just like all of us do. I trust God. But it was only when he was willing to put an action to what he said he believed that he could prove his faith. Now, the Bible talks about this where he says faith requires an action. And then God, because Abram was willing to sacrifice his son, saying, I don't know, maybe God will raise my son from back to life again. I don't know, but I know that Isaac and I are going to go back down despite anything that happens here. Because he had that faith, God said to him, you thought I blessed you before the time? Now I'm going to bless you out of your socks. And faith requires an action, but faith always also carries a reward. Does that make sense? Okay, so you can't just say that you believe something. You must be willing to act on it. Now, I can see these five gentlemen here in front are shaking their heads and go like, yeah. This is easy. Okay, well, this is why the balloons and the lollipops, Smarties, and slabs are here. Because faith requires an action. Faith does come with a reward. We very often want the reward, but we don't want to put the action to our faith, to what we say we believe. So today, this is totally optional. You don't have to. Okay? You really don't have to, but this is open for everybody. And please, don't just run for the slabs. Yeah? I can check your lighters. You're just like me. You will run for the slabs, boy. Hey, yes. You don't like slabs.
My dad likes slabs.
Does your dad like slabs? Yeah. Don't know. I like slabs too. Don't worry. What do you like? Do you like Smarties? That's a good thing. Don't fall in love with slabs like I've done. Okay. So I see. Yes. So here's the challenge. Okay. You can decide. You can have a lollipop. The lollipops are there in front of Abby. In that little basket. You can have Smarties if you want to. Okay? Smarties there. Slab, yeah. There's not enough for everybody to grab a slab. So Gary, you'll have to run. Just know that you'll have to fight him with his one hand for it. Or you can grab a balloon. Because my wife always tells me not everybody like Paul likes slabs. So you can grab a balloon if you want one. Oh, you don't like balloons either. I've tried eating a balloon. It didn't taste that nice. Yeah. Okay, now here's the thing. Oh, thank you. Here's the thing. In order to get a lollipop, there's a little sticker on it that says, tell somebody that Jesus loves them. And why, by that I don't mean you take the lollipop, turn to your husband, your wife, your mom, or your dad and say, "Oh, Jesus loves you." No, 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 no. Find somebody that's not part of your immediate circumstances, your immediate environment, and tell them, "Hey, Jesus loves you." You can have the lollipop, it's there, but you can have it on condition that you're willing to do it. You can have a smartie, small boxy, but it should say, give somebody, it says here, the instruction is, give somebody a hug. Again, within the parameters of COVID, so sanitize, wear your mask. And again, it's not like, I'm going to hug my wife quickly and then I can eat all the smarties. That's not the idea. The idea is somebody needs a hug. Yeah. Hug somebody if you want the smarties. The balloon has got a little instruction on it that says, help somebody in need. Now, that might be your wife with the dishes. It might be your husband, your dad starting a fire or getting the briar right, you know, like Kyle normally does for his dad. He confessed yesterday at men's. Help somebody. You can have the balloon. It's a nice balloon. I've test driven them. They last at least 3 days. I didn't try to eat one of these, but they are there. And you can have it. You can have the reward. The proof or the action is help somebody. And then, unfortunately, they don't sell these in cheaper boxes, but you can have a slab if you want one. But the instruction for this one is pray for someone out loud. So find somebody who needs prayer and pray for them. Don't take the slab and sort of go and lock yourself in your back room and go like, no, I prayed for that person. No, no. Faith requires an action, okay? Where you go and you pray for somebody. So, depending on how quickly you can move, you can grab any one of these. I would, however, ask the parents, just to these five guys, they are ready to run. You can go to the bathroom. When he said he wanted, I could see he was ready to run. I just didn't anticipate the bathroom. I thought he was going to go for the slabs. I judged him according to my own standards. But the thing is this, you've got a choice. You don't have to take a balloon, a lollipop, Smarties, or a slab. You don't have to. Nobody's going to force you. But if you choose to, if you want one of those things, then you commit to do that action that is represented on that. Because faith requires an action. It does come with a reward. Abram discovered Jehovah Jireh there, the God who provides. But faith requires an action. So what's going to happen now is the timer is going to go up again. Okay? And then you can choose. Kaya, you can choose whether you want a slab, whether you want a balloon, Smarties, lollipop, or all of the above. Okay? You can choose. But whatever is on there, you need to do it. Does that make sense? So Abby's going to put up the timer, and this goes for every one of you. All of you. Whatever you want. Go for it. And after 2 minutes, once you've made your decision, I'll pray for us. Does that make sense? Go for it. So, Abby, play for us that timer. Okay, you can see what the boys chose. This is the beauty of this whole thing. Now Liam wanted to volunteer his dad for a slab. I think he did. Did he volunteer you for a slab? Yes. Yeah, you got the slab. Yes, just as long as this makes sense to you guys. Faith always requires an action. It does come with a reward, yes. But we need to step out. There's a place where the faith is displayed in that moment where we choose to act on what we believe. And it's a very, very simple point. So, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God will give all of you the grace to live by faith and not by sight. Can I pray for that? Father, thank you for the example of Abram. Lord, he's called the father of the faith, and in all honesty, We don't know how he did it, but we know that through your Spirit, you pour out your love in our hearts that give us the faith to respond by faith. Give us the mercy to be able to live our faith, to express it, to give action to what we say we believe. And thank you that we know that faith is rewarded by you. I want to pray for these kids. I want to pray, Father, that you will raise them up to be mighty men and women, and that for every family here that we will be characterized as men and women, families turn to you, characterized and flavored by faith and trust in you. And we ask all of this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.